Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 21st of June. This week on Battle Drill Devotionals, following Father's Day, we focus on our Father God, who encourages us through the words of his Son, Jesus Christ, to speak with him like we would with a good human father. Our passage for this week is Matthew chapter 6 and verses 5 to 18. Today we're reading from the Message translation. Pray with simplicity. And when you come before God, don't turn that into a theatrical production either. All these people making a regular show out of their prayers, hoping for 15 minutes of fame. Do you think God sits in a box seat? Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place, so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and as honestly as you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God, and you'll begin to sense his grace. The world is full of so-called prayer warriors who are prayer ignorant. They're full of formulas and programs and advice, peddling techniques for getting what you want from God. Don't fall for that nonsense. This is your Father you are dealing with, and he knows better than you what you need. With a God like this loving you, you can pray very simply. Like this. Our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what's best. As above, so below. Keep us alive with 3 square meals. Keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. Keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. You're in charge. You can do anything you want. You're ablaze in beauty. Yes, yes, yes. In prayer, there is a connection between what God does and what you do. You can't get forgiveness from God, for instance, without also forgiving others. If you refuse to do your part, you cut yourself off from God's part. Amen. Your Heavenly Father loves you. Why is this important? We're looking at 5 different reasons. We're discovering 2 today, and we're looking at the final 3 tomorrow. The first reason, his love is why Jesus died. You and I, in common with all human beings, often let our Heavenly Father down. Nothing sinful or evil can exist in God's presence, and so God needed a solution to our sin. God's love moved and motivated him to offer that solution, the birth, life, death, and resurrection of his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. If we trust in him, then God promises, in love, that we will never have to bear the penalty for the wrong we have done. We will be acquitted by Christ's sacrifice. And through his Son, our Father in heaven's kingdom will come, and his will be done on earth, just as it is in heaven today. The second reason is that love is why we receive eternal life. Because our Father in heaven is love, he will express that love forever. There will never be a moment in your life when your Heavenly Father does not love you. Some later texts of this prayer of Jesus add the following words to emphasize God's eternal nature. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As you think about these thoughts today, use this question to help. How can a person know and experience our Father in Heaven's eternal love? And please, join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional as we look for the other three reasons why God loves us and why it's so important to know that.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.